It's time again for a weekly visit with our state representative, Shanna Latham, from her home in Sheffield, as she joins me on this Friday, the 28th of February. I'm Pat Powers, and Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pat. It sure is great to feel these warmer temperatures and see the sun shining finally here in North Iowa.
Well, you got that right, but we have a little wind to go along with that today, Shannon. So the big story this week, Shannon, I was reading this morning, had to do with the gender identity bill. There was a lot of discussion this week happening in both in the House as well as in the Senate this week, and I believe that Governor Reynolds is expected to sign that very soon, I believe.
That's right. So it is really historic landmark legislation, Pat. Iowa is the only state that I'm aware of that's in this precarious situation where we have a civil rights code that is not congruent with our current laws. So in recent years since I've been in the Iowa House, we've passed bills to protect girls' sports. We've passed bills to protect girls and women in their locker rooms, bathrooms, changing facilities, and showers. Unfortunately, whether it's the city swimming pool or, a school bathroom, these are being challenged due to the civil rights. And I just want to make one thing clear, Pat. When we're talking about civil rights, there's been a lot of hyperbole and I think misinformation going on out there. But we're not taking away rights that all people are granted. So, for example, all Iowans still enjoy their civil rights of freedom to speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, the right to bear arms, all of those things that we think of as civil rights. What was happening is members of the transgender community were afforded additional rights under Iowa's civil rights law. So that meant that males who identified as females were able to use public bathrooms, dressing rooms, and showers designated for women. This all changes with the passage of this bill that Governor Reynolds will sign into law. This means that Iowans, this bill means that Iowans will not be able to access prison cells, homeless shelters, hotel rooms, and other spaces designated for the opposite sex. And a third major change is that sex reassignment surgeries and hormones will not be paid for by taxpayers. So those are the three big changes. It removes these additional rights that were granted to this community, but everyone, all people, are still have the same basic civil rights. 27 states do not include gender identity in their civil rights code, and now Iowa is going to become the 28th because it's those two words, gender identity, that was causing that incongruence between our state's civil rights laws and the other current laws that we put in place.
You voted in favor of this, and what have you heard from constituents there, Shannon, about this issue?
So across the board, people believe that it just is common sense, that biological males should not be threatening females. It's just, Riley Gaines is going to be coming to Franklin County. Her story is amazing. I did not know until I watched a recent video. I mean, I knew that she was being beaten in swimming records by a biological male. I did not know that she was supposed to be sharing locker room facilities with someone of the other sex. And that is really concerning. It's concerning for so many reasons, because the way that it was in our civil rights code, there's nothing that defines when you become transgender. So you could have a person say, I'm identifying as a woman, that really may not be identifying as a woman. And then that puts our women and children at risk of assault, of things that we don't want to have happen to them. I heard from city managers who were not able to enforce, at their swimming pools to be able to keep boys out of the girls' changing facilities at their aquatic centers. Now, that was giving males the freedom to walk into the girls' shower houses. That's a real problem. I mean, I'm all about protecting girls and keeping them safe, and the overwhelming majority of my constituents feel the same way.
All right. Other than that, of course, that was the big news this week with the Iowa legislature with the gender identity matter. What else was covered this week of interest to constituents here?
Well, I am interested to learn more about the math bill that passed the House and Education Committees with bipartisan support. This bill is going to improve the way we teach math. It's going to help us get back to the basics. I'm really excited about this because I was not able to help my kids with their math. I didn't understand how they did that math. And I think we do need to go back to the basics so we have people that know how to do basic everyday math for their success. So I'm eager to learn more about that. Another bill that is safe from the funnel is the Rural Health Care Bill. It passed out of the Health and Human Services Committee this week unanimously, so another great bipartisan bill. This bill should help bring more doctors to our state and increase access for rural Iowans, increase their access to health care. So can't wait to learn more about that one as well.
All right. And what's coming up next week? Anything major of note there, Shannon?
Yeah, so next week is another major week. It is our final deadline week. So that means that bills that originated in the House must pass through House committee, and bills that originated in the Senate must pass through Senate committees in order to stay alive. And so I believe you're going to be seeing a lot of committee work. The other thing that will be happening is once we get through this first funnel, we'll really start the budget-making process in earnest. And so next week is the very final meeting of the Economic Development Budget Subcommittee, which I chair. We will be having the Board of Regents in to talk about how they use economic development funding for innovative projects. So looking forward to their presentation next week. And then committee members will be turning their attention again to what their budget priorities are. So that's really going to begin in earnest next week. It's just taking a look at the budgets. And then the Appropriations Committee will spend more time looking at bills that have appropriations in them to see where they fit into all the different budget subcommittees.
Well, after all these last few weeks there, Shannon, Dennis Guth and yourself, you're finally coming to Webster City tomorrow, March 1st, after weather delays and some scheduling issues, but you will be in Webster City on Saturday morning, 11 o'clock.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. So tomorrow at 11 o'clock, like you said, we'll finally have our first forum in Webster City. It's always great to meet with constituents and talk about issues that are of interest to them.
Indeed. So again, join Dennis Guth and Shannon Latham tomorrow. That's on Saturday, March 1st, and that'll be held in the Chelsvig Center at Iowa Central Community College in Webster City at 1725 Beach Street. So we want to talk more about the gender identity issue, which was big news this week at the State House, or any other matter, you're invited to come to the Kennedy Legislative Forum tomorrow, 11 a.m. at Iowa Central in Webster City.